Bittersweet Haunting, written by The Girl's a Liar and read by Sunkit and Shash. An Only Friends Boston Nick fic, rated teen. Additional tags: Hurt No Comfort, Angst, Song Lyrics, Implied Sexual Content, No Dialogue, Canon Compliant, Heartbreak, Nick Centric, Friends with Benefits, Nick Needs a Hug. Summary. Nick is haunted by his feelings for Boston and his actions because of it. Based on the song Haunting by Halsey. I was as pure as a river, but now I think I'm possessed. You put a fever inside me, and I've been cold since you left. Nick looks on as he sees Boston swaying against the music, his hands gripping the hips of an attractive man who has sharp features and a mature air about him. Simply, he looked handsome, nothing like Nick, who Boston would say is cute, no matter how many times Nick tried to change that sentiment. Nick didn't want to be cute to Boston. He wanted to be hot. He wanted Boston to look at him the way he was looking at that stranger. Nick grips the glass of whiskey he had been nursing all night tightly, barely taking any sips. He wasn't the type to drink whiskey. His usual drink had fruit undertones and came with bright colors that filled him with a warm feeling after finishing it. But he wanted to change it up, drawing frowns of confusion from his friends. Nick would tell them that he wanted to try something different, that was all. There was nothing more to it, or so Nick would delude himself with. Nick couldn't admit to himself that the drink in his hands belonged to someone else. The drink better suited his tastes. Why was it that Top got everything? Nick never saw the hype around the man being nicknamed Top Tier. But Boston fed into the hype, and Nick wanted to understand why. Why wasn't Nick enough for him? Boston always texted him to come over, and Nick always ignored that nagging feeling in the back of his mind that told him that Boston didn't really come for him, that he only came because he knew that Nick was always available for him. Nick was the second choice, and deep down, a small part of him realizes that. But Boston always came for him. So that should mean something, right? But it didn't. Nick ignores the pain in his cheek from Boston's fist kissing his skin as he looks at Boston dragging the stranger into the bathroom. Nick stood up abruptly, downing the warm whiskey, and walked towards the direction of the bathroom despite his mind screaming at him to turn around, to leave. But his feet didn't listen as he kept moving, opening the bathroom door to hear the moans. The tears that Nick was able to keep at bay earlier now spilled over, and he slid down the wall, burying his head in his hands. His heart broke when he heard the stall door open and footsteps receding, leaving him alone in the bathroom. I've got a boyfriend now, and he's made of gold. And you've got your own. Nick smiles softly, bathing in the praise that he gets from his boyfriend. The murmurs of affection against the skin under his ear before he nips at it, making Nick shudder. He wasn't used to being loved so tenderly. After a string of bad relationships, he fell into a relationship with the intention of it being another rebound, but he got sucked in, enjoying the warm, tingling feelings that he would get when he was around him. The soft gazes that Nick would feel on him from those big pools of honey that shone in the sunlight
made Nick feel unworthy of the attention, which gets quiet compliments whispered into his hair as he kissed the crown of his head. Nick felt overwhelmed with how his boyfriend treated him like he was the only person in the world. The tight hand squeezes, the clothes that would fill up Nick's drawer, the oversized jackets that hung off of Nick's smaller frame, and the scent of lavender being a permanent presence in his room were all reminders that Nick was in the right place. He was finally being treated the way that he deserved to be treated. Nick had heard from Sand that Boston had gotten brutally rejected by Top, and had not had much luck getting someone to warm up the right side of his bed. It should make Nick feel good, make him feel triumphant that Boston's actions caught up to him. But why did Nick feel strange? Nick's boyfriend was perfect, everything that Boston was not, so why was Nick still thinking about him? Every gentle touch from his boyfriend warmed his insides, but Boston's rough touch set Nick on fire. The soft kisses underscored the lingering firm and greedy ones that could not be removed, no matter how many times his boyfriend kissed him. I'm hoping you can save me now, but you're breaking folds. You've got a fire inside, but your heart's so cold. Nick stares into Boston's eyes, hoping to find any trace of reciprocity of feelings, but all he finds is anger. Nick shivers at the intensity of it. He never meant for the recording to get out. It wasn't supposed to. Nick was supposed to work up the courage to delete it, but he couldn't. It was like he was a masochist, a glutton for pain. Nick winces when he feels the mark that Boston's anger left on him. There was no trace of that playful Boston that Nick came to know and love. All that was left was a man who was disgusted at the sight in front of him. Nick wanted to reach out, to convince him that he made a mistake, that he shouldn't let it get in between them. But Nick was left weeping in Sand's arms, wishing that it was Boston holding him. We walk this tall as a skyline, and we have roots like the trees. Nick felt a sense of accomplishment when he got Boston to laugh, a real laugh. Not the kind of laugh that he would use to get what he wants, or the laugh that he uses to put up a wall so no one can see into him. It was a real laugh, and Nick felt special that he got to hear. The sound tickled his ears and washed over him, leaving Nick with a feeling of serenity. Nick felt like he and Boston were in their own little world. Nick could pretend that he and Boston were dating in this little world where they were far removed from reality. Nick could pretend that they were on a date together, that Boston was holding back from kissing him, because he knew that once he kissed him, he wouldn't be able to stop. Nick could pretend that Boston was the jealous type who didn't like to share, and preferred to keep Nick to himself. It was so easy to pretend when they were sitting on the dock, watching the ripples in the water. But Nick felt like someone dumped a bucket of water on him, when Boston quickly moved from his side to sweet-talk a stranger who was smiling bashfully at him. But then your eyes started to wander, 'cause they weren't looking at me, you weren't looking for me. Nick follows Boston's gaze, and his chest tightens. Boston's eyes were hungrily taking in Top, who was talking to Mew from across the pool. Boston's lips curled in jealousy, and Nick let out a shaky sigh. Was Nick not interesting enough? Nick did change his style, which got Boston's attention, and by the hickeys that smart every time the fabric grazes them, Boston enjoyed it. But it didn't seem to last. Nick swallows a lump in his throat, trying to will away tears. It seems that lately all of his tears have been wasted on Boston, and Nick hates it. He was supposed to be happy. Nick had told himself that he was fine with having Boston in any capacity, as long as he could have him. It didn't matter that the time spent under him started to grow less and less. It didn't matter that the faraway look that Boston had when Nick was overcome with desire, and how the rough and quick pace made Nick feel dirty afterward. It didn't matter, because Boston still came to him. That's all that mattered. Nick feels foolish after talking to Top about staying away from Boston. The recording on his phone looms over him. Nick couldn't deny but wonder what it would be like to be under Top, to draw those sounds from Boston. Boston never sounded like that with Nick, no matter how many times he replayed the recording and compared it to his own memories. The recording was etched into his brain, often playing whenever he saw Top and Boston lingering around each other. It was out of character to do something so violating. No person had ever got him that crazy like Boston. Nick felt out of sorts, his hands shaking as he pulled out his phone and gazed upon the recording that seemed to mock him. He felt sick to his stomach over what he did. Nick wants to peel off his skin, feeling dirty over what he did. Nick stands under the spray of water motionlessly. He didn't react to the scalding hot water turning his skin red. He knows that Sand will yell at him for the high water bill, but Nick was too heartbroken to care. He wanted to feel anything other than dirty and guilty. He didn't want to drop to his knees and retch out his guilt into the toilet, hugging it for reprieve. Nick just wanted the skin to burn away the sins that he committed, but as long as he had that recording, the dirty feeling would never leave him. Nick lays in his bed, his face buried in the pillow that still has traces of Boston's scent. He whimpers, remembering how nice it felt that his scent surrounded him like a warm hug, even when it was suffocating him. Nick would gladly die if he just had a little piece of Boston. The end. Thanks for listening. As pure as a river, but now I think I'm possessed. You put a fever inside me, and I've been cold since you left. I've got a boyfriend now, and he's made of gold, and you've got your own mistakes in a bed at home. I'm hoping you can save me now, but you're breaking fold. You've got a fire inside, but your heart's so cold. 'Cause I've done some things that I can't speak, and I try to wash you away, but you just won't leave. So won't you take a breath and dive in deep?
I've done some things that I can't see.